The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Sticking with politics, there have been umpteen stories in the news recently of politicians making mistakes, a drink-driving scandal, ministerial appointments that prompted one local newspaper to call it a cabinet fit for Cromwell, and the Bobby Storey funeral controversy, to mention just a few. You've been sending in numerous examples of your own workplace mistakes, and we'll get to those shortly. But first, our reporter Liam Geraghty and others own up to their own mistakes.
We all make mistakes at work. I once spent a day out recording, only to come home and accidentally delete all of that day's interviews. It happens.
Oh, I worked as a receptionist in the Slorcombe Park Hotel many years ago.
That's Liz McGonigal, consultant with Pivotal Communications. At the time of Liz's story, the internet had not arrived. The phone was the only way to communicate.
Hot day, had a pint of water. It was up on the counter on top of the phone console. I went to reach for it. I dropped it. It went all over the console. Immediately the spark started to fly. My heart dropped and the entire phone system shut down. Not just in my own department, but across the property. The whole hotel had no phone system. No way of means of contacting anybody within the property, outside of the property. No guests could call and book. It knocked the system out for 2 days. And Pierre Doyle owned the property at that time. I decided, listen, I just have to bite the bullet. I went up to his office and he was incredible. First thing he said was, well, that'll teach you for drinking on the job.
I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me?
Oh.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Big. Huge.
Laura Edgerton is a chef and food writer based in Cork. She once worked for a company where one of her tasks every year was the creation of a calendar. Each time she would double and triple check to make sure everything was right.
The graphic designers at that stage do a final print file, which goes to the printer, which makes sure all the color and the margins, that's basically all they're supposed to be doing is checking on that. And the graphic designer keyed in an extra M in November. And we ended up with about 30,000 educational calendars with November spelled incorrectly. I felt like sick to my stomach. I mean, honestly, because I knew it was over $30,000 mistake. And it's just a huge snafu.
What's the biggest mistake you've ever made at work, Paul?
I couldn't announce that on public radio, Liam. No one had ever talked to me again.
Paul Mooney is managing partner in Tandem Consulting.
Mistakes are really feedback to an organisation, and they help to redesign processes. A lot of the mistakes in organisations are process mistakes, design mistakes, in other words, as well as human mistakes. And just to illustrate that, in some countries, if you're putting diesel into a car, there's a square nozzle at the pump, and the square nozzle fits into a square piece in your car, the receptor, as it were. So you can't inadvertently put diesel into an unleaded car. It's idiot-proof. The mistake is designed out. So a lot of mistakes in organisations are design flaws. Usually it's an opportunity to learn, either for the individual or the organisation or both. Perfectionism is really a terror for people. There's no such thing as 100% perfect. We all make mistakes. And it's just we're human, and just being a bit kind to yourself sometimes when you screw up, because we all do.
In a previous life, Tara Hammond of homeware brand Slated worked for an employer's body.
We were lobbying the government quite heavily, and we were kind of coming up to our crucial event, so we needed the highest attendance possible. So we sent out a letter, and unfortunately, autocorrect didn't pick up on my mistake, even though we, you know, kind of checked the letter before it went. Off it went to every single sitting TD at the time. Instead of writing, "The onus is on you," I wrote, "The anus is on you."
Oh, no, that one's easily done. Well, one of your texts coming in for our competition is from Lucy in Dublin. And she said, I made burgers in my new summer job on Sherkin Island using what I thought were the kitchen gloves. Found out after that they were the heavy duty toilet gloves. The burgers were served. Thank you very much for that, Lucy, and do keep those entries coming.